From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Deadly violence has marred the opening of the new United States Embassy in Jerusalem on Monday. Associated Press White House correspondent Sagar Magani reports President Trump spoke via video at the opening ceremony.
The president calls it a great day for Israel.
Congratulations. It's been a long time coming.
Moving the embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem has infuriated Palestinians who claim East Jerusalem as their capital. But in a video message played at the embassy dedication, the president says peace between Israelis and Palestinians remains his greatest hope.
The United States remains fully committed to facilitating a lasting peace agreement.
Though Palestinians say the embassy move effectively disqualifies the U.S. as a mediator. Sagar Magani at the White House.
American officials say several dozen additional Marines are being deployed to beef up security at embassies in Israel, Jordan, and Turkey, following outbreaks of violence since the opening of the new American embassy in Jerusalem. The officials say the increases are temporary and will involve about a dozen more Marines in each location. Gaza's health ministry says Israeli forces have shot dead at least 52 Palestinians along the border of the Gaza Strip. More than 2,000 people were wounded. More than 40,000 people protested. The Israeli military says there were no border breaches during the protests Monday, despite what it called an unprecedented level of violence. The Israeli military accuses Hamas of using the protests as a cover to carry out the attacks. The Trump administration says responsibility for the deaths in Gaza rests squarely with Hamas. This is VOA News. Iraqis are awaiting results from the recent parliamentary election. Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi urged his supporters to respect the results of the elections. He spoke to the country on Monday, promised to keep the country safe until a new government is formed. Police in Indonesia say a family of five carried out a suicide attack Monday that injured several police in the country's second-largest city, Surabaya. The injured included four policemen and six civilians. Reuters correspondent Grace Lee reports.
Four people have been arrested so far, with one person shot dead. The day after another similar devastating attack in the same city, Indonesia has seen a recent spike in homegrown insurgency, in part inspired by Islamic State.
And Grace Lee reports the Islamic State terrorist group has now claimed responsibility for the attack. All of Indonesia's major cities are now on alert. The UN's World Health Organization says an outbreak of Ebola in the Democratic Republic of Congo has killed 19 people. A total of 13 cases have been reported. Three healthcare workers are among those who have been infected. Congo's Ministry of Health and the WHO are tracing contacts of the victims and offering them an experimental Ebola vaccine. The United States Supreme Court has ruled that a federal law that bars gambling on football, basketball, baseball, and other sports in most states is unconstitutional. That means states may now legalize betting on sports. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
The Supreme Court has ruled 6-3 to strike down a federal law that bars gambling on football, basketball, baseball, and other sports in most states, giving a victory to New Jersey and other states that are seeking to legalize betting on sports. Justice Samuel Alito wrote for the court, "Our job is to interpret the law Congress has enacted and decide whether it is consistent with the Constitution. The Professional Amateur Sports Protection Act is not." The NCAA and major sports leagues in the U.S. had argued that the gambling expansion would hurt the integrity of their games. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy says he cheers the ruling, saying he looks forward to working with the state legislature to authorize sports betting in the near future. Jennifer King, Washington.
One research company estimates that 32 states will likely offer sports betting within 5 years. The governor of the Midwestern state of Illinois, Republican Bruce Rauner, says he wants to reinstate the death penalty for mass killers and anyone who kills a law enforcement officer. And the White House says First Lady Melania Trump has been hospitalized after a procedure to treat a benign kidney condition. She is expected to be in the hospital for just a few days. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.